Well, Fednor is an interesting situation. It's kind of the poor cousin to the NOHFC, the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation. Obviously, with our plan for doubling the current amount of infrastructure spending, one of the delivery agents of that funding, because you can't just announce funding for our infrastructure from the federal government, there has to be a process, and to get that money to where it's needed. So, I think Fednor, the investment in Fednor would benefit significantly from a Liberal government and our plan for infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Right now, I think the Fednor spending has been reduced significantly under the Harper government. At one point, it was in the range of $70 million, and now I believe it's down to $45 million a year. And even of that $45 million, they're not spending. I think at the last complete budget, they underspent by $7 million. That's one of the Harper government's tricks on how to achieve these quote-unquote balanced or budgets or small surpluses is to not spend those dollars. But we need to, we need to refund Fednor and, in fact, expand the funding that's been in place for Fednor. I mean, that is how the federal government infrastructure funding is going to find its way, one of the ways it's going to find its way into, bricks, mortar, roads, bridges in northeastern Ontario, as well as business development, which Fednor is, is originally designed for. Mm-hmm. So under a Liberal government, especially with a Liberal member of Parliament, that's where we're going to be able to see more dollars, direct dollars, come back into the riding, which is something we haven't seen for over a decade with Mr. Angus.